Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Ho! Come on. Come on, ho! So I'm here doing evening milking. This is third generation family farm. My grandfather bought this place, to my best of my knowledge, now 1948. And what is now the outside farm, it's called the old place, because that's where he came from originally. And there's 40 acres over there. So there's 80 acres over here. I took the place over in 2009. We went into a family partnership in 2003 for 5 years. And when that was over then in 2009, I took over the place on my own right. I suppose the farmers have a legitimate point to make. They have big issues with cap reform and all that, and that's very important. I'm not in favour of going to Dublin and blocking up the streets. It's going to affect your standard, your Dublin shopper, your Dublin commuter, like, and for what? You're trying to make a point, hitting the commuter and the Dublin shopper is not the way to do it.
So your main concern is the general public, the people who you feel Irish farmers have on their side at the moment. This kind of protest will turn people against the farmers?
Yeah, exactly. I'm afraid to turn the general public against farmers. Like, I mean, there is just people that kind of see farming is, you know, great, and they appreciate the taste of, you know, Irish beef and that kind of thing. And they're at the point now where they're willing to pay that little bit more. We have the people pretty much on our side. Farmers are looked at in a very positive light at the moment. If you go into any supermarket, you'll see a farmer in his tweed jacket up there and over the beef counter. And you know, it's a nice, comfortable place to be in. We spent long enough the other way where we were looked at, shunned as such, like, you know. So there's no need to turn the public against us, like.
You say they have a message to send and they have a fair reason to protest. How else could they protest?
The whole social media, if you look at the SOS Dairy and the way that protest was done, a lot of that happened on Twitter and on social media, and they got the public with them. They could associate with it and they could see the farmers' point of view. They brought the public along with them. I mean, the IFA need to be imaginative. There's plenty of other ways of making their point. To think of who they're trying to get their message across to, it's Simon Coveney, the Minister for Agriculture. So there has to be an imaginative way of getting that message across clearly.
Do you think other farmers would share this perspective, this criticism of the IFA doing what they're going to do?
Yeah, well, I see there's a split there. Yeah, young and old, maybe. The older farmers that I was talking to, you know, in their 50s, 60s, whatever, they're delighted to get a day out in Dublin, get on the bus, go up and make a bit of noise, you know, have a bit of crack. They see it as their right to march, or something they always did. I suppose if you look at the generation that are in the IFA, they're kind of hungry to get back out in the streets of Dublin. It's just the way things are always done. That it's that generation of farmers that are in there in the IFA. Yeah, it's like they're a powerful lobby group, and they just see that their way of making their presence felt is get the busloads of people into Dublin and clog up the streets, and, you know, worked in the past, and they think it's gonna work again.
The public will understand that Irish farmers want more money. How do you think that message will play out in the general public, given the dire economic situation we are in at the moment?
Yeah, I think farmers are going to be looked at more, looking for more. I mean, everyone is looking for more money. Everyone is in tight financial strains. Farming is going reasonably well. Okay, this year has been struggle enough, but I mean, it hasn't been a bad year as such. There's people in Dublin that are really struggling, like, pardon the phrase, city folk, like, but they're really struggling. I mean, they have, if you look at unemployment levels, if you look at just across the board, there's so many things. Where would you start, like? And farming is there, and it's going away okay. It's been looked at as something that's going to more or less save the country. It's kind of the one thing that's going well, is what you'd hear. And now the farmers are going to take to the street looking for more money from Europe. I'm just afraid it's going to come across wrong. I think they just need to use their imagination. You need a very specific message, and you need to bring the public with you. I don't see that happening on Tuesday. Just don't think the public are going to be able to understand this cap reform. It's very complicated, and there's not a clear message out there. I don't see the need to rock the boat. We need to be very careful.
Do you think that the Harvest 2020 goals, which is this document, the blueprint for the development, the expansion of Irish agriculture, is that compatible with a family farm structure?
Good question. Is it compatible with family farming? Up to a point. Family farming is something that's very strong in this country, and it's going to be around for a long time, because land is something that's not, doesn't change hands very often. It's embedded into family, but not across the board, because there's going to be some farms that are going to grow extra big. You're going to be looking at staff numbers of 8 to 10 people. That's not family farming, because that is a different business altogether. And when you look at that kind of scale, you're looking at bringing farms together, and you're really gone away from the family farm model.